Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Universal Principle Hour with your host and chancellor of the Jewel University of Immortal Science for Immortal Living, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, with her co-host and Universal Principle Support Facilitator and Training, Ms. Felicia Muhammad.
Blissful greetings and welcome, welcome, welcome. We are grateful to be with you this plasma to support you in what? Being the living God that you are created to be. So we are discussing develop your brain and manifest your future in these times of chaos. Develop your brain and manifest your future in these times of chaos. So, you know, today this plasma definitely has been an experience, an interesting one, I must say. It's so, what are we being and what's the point of it all? You know, with everything that's happening in the world, and all the changes that are happening, and many of you have been aware of wanting to have a different experience and create a new life for yourself, but you never imagined you would have the opportunity for it to happen like this, that's for sure. So that's the beauty of being a living God, and this also, thank you, oh, this download just came. This also helps you to be able to see the power of your thoughts, okay? So many of us have, before, you know, this whole COVID-19 challenge planned or, and the reality of what's happening for many people that are losing their life, before all of this happened, you know, we were going about our day-to-day, looking at, okay, how we are, what our environment is like, what experiences, what changes we want to make, you know, in our life. And we have said, if I just had a few days off from work, then I'll go do this. If I could just get some time to myself, then I would start working on this. This is what I really love doing. And you began to accept the fact you no longer want to be a wage slave. You know, you no longer want to be a wage slave. And so now you've been given that opportunity to go within and then some, right? You've been given the opportunity to go within and reconnect to who you are, your reason for being, why you're here, reconnect to your capacity to create and have a life that you might not have believed you could have. So in today's discussion, we are going to take callers. We are going to have a discussion. So we're going to be talking about, as when we come back, we're going to begin to have a conversation with with all that's happening in the world, right? And your consciousness definitely reflects your environment. Now, when we're looking at the quote-unquote racism that's happening, which is really not new, and being able to now be fed up with being fed up, my question to you is, are you really fed up? And I want you to think about that. Are you really fed up? And how are you fed up? What are you fed up with? Is your fed-upness being addressed or pointed to something outside of you? All right. And then are you still looking for that something outside of you to make the change? Yeah, that's a pregnant pause right there. And so as you begin to ask yourself these questions as an observer, not from a place of judgment, as an observer, we want to have a discussion with being able to empower you and hear from you how now your environment is changing based off of all the changes that are happening outside in our world at large, okay, in our world at large. How is now your environment changing, and what is the first environment that's changing? Your thoughts. Are your thoughts changing? Yes, of course, with all this stuff that's happening, you've had many different types of thoughts. So as we prepare to hear from our sponsors, when we come back, we're going to give you the energy that's present for this plasma, and we're going to go deeper into having this discussion, and we're going to let you know how you'll be able to talk with us. So we're going to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
All right, so welcome back, welcome back. And if you're just joining us, we're discussing develop your brain and manifest your future in these times of chaos. And, you know, there is beauty, and this is a fact for me. This is not a judgment. There is beauty in chaos, all right? And especially when you are accepting responsibility for the part, for your creation of the chaos, all right? And everything has a purpose, all right? Everything has a purpose. So I know many have, well, that's a conversation for later. So let's get back to what we want to be talking about, what I said we were going to talk about. So we are going to be looking at the creation of this new creation now that you have an opportunity to align with and lay out a new life for yourself, because things are not the same. You are not the same person. So those programs that have been running in the background that have gotten the masses of the people to this point of the world of being fed up with, you know, the racism and all the isms. Yeah, let's just put it like that. All the isms. What now are and how now are you thinking about yourself and your first environment, as we were saying before we finished in the first segment? How are you now thinking about yourself? What thoughts do you have about yourself and the changes now that you are going to make permanently, all right, so that you no longer participate in the collective consciousness of the perpetuation of the people, places, and things that are harming and that are hurtful to humanity, the ways of thinking that are hurtful to humanity. And so although some of you are saying, well, I haven't harmed anybody, I haven't hurt anybody. Well, if you have had a thought, a unproductive or low vibration thought of yourself, yes, you've contributed, we've contributed to the collective consciousness that is harming humanity. It's entanglement. We've contributed to that because guess what? Every individual, and this may be a little difficult for some of you to grasp, but continue to listen to us every Wednesday, listen to Dr. Jewel Pookrum, the Brain Balancing Hour on Mondays, Devil's Healing Kitchen on Tuesdays, and the Best of TJN, and catch us on Facebook Live with Dr. Jewel Pookrum, and Instagram, and all of the social media sites where you can get more information. And as we evolve and develop these conversations with helping you to be able to see how by you holding yourself in a certain light, how you also are contributing to the collective consciousness of this harm that humanity is perpetuating and experiencing. All right, so when we individually hold us, when we don't see ourselves for truly as who we are, let me just say it like that. When you don't see yourself as a living God, when you do not honor the value of who you are, we all are contributing to the destruction of humanity, and we are continuing to participate unconsciously, unknowingly in the racism, in the brutality, because we are being unkind and unjust to ourselves, because we are not holding ourselves in the light of who we are. And as melanin dominant, Dr. Jewel, in Friday's class, this is why you want to get on the Brain Balancing Program, because when you don't know what you don't know you need to know. I'm going to say that again. When you don't know what you don't know, you don't even know you need to know a certain thing. And so Dr. Jewel helped us to see on Friday, and we have class with her every Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. for the Brain Balancing Program. And this is where we gain access to more brain tissue, all right? So new neighborhoods, new networks, we're developing new networks. So we're using more than 100% capacity of our brain opposed to the 10%. And so she helped us to be able to understand, and many of you know it. However, some of us do not accept, when we look at this racism component, that the melanin, everybody is black because they all came from us. So where's this racism rooted in? What is it? Where is it? Because from the recessive Caucasian people, they have some melanin. They have melanin. Everything, you cannot exist if you don't have melanin. That is the source of all life. So when we're looking at, and Dr. Jewel helps us to understand in our classes on Fridays, and every time she's helping us to understand the power of this melanin, and that the melanin, the way that the Caucasian people express it, it is relative to their attitude, relative to their attitude, all right? And so for you that want to engage in this conversation with us, this class that we're going to be having, you can dial 347-215-9531, and you can hit *1. That will let us know that you have you want to talk to us, okay? So I asked you all to let's have a discussion on developing your brain and manifest your future in this time of chaos. And we're going to give you a more context by which we're going to develop this conversation. And what I want to know from you all is, with all the events that are happening in the world, as I stated earlier, you have been praying for a change. You didn't know necessarily how the change was going to come, all right? Never probably would have imagined that it would be like this. This has not been seen anywhere, so this is totally new, right? And for those of us that are experiencing this dispensation of time, we are made for such a time as this. So now, with that being the fact, because we're here, what and how are you now beginning to think about the life that you're going to experience moving forward? What does your life look like moving forward? What are you creating for yourself? You've had plenty of time to, during this quarantine, you know, then to reflect. Some people are experiencing depression, anxiety. This is the most time you probably spend with your children and your spouse, and it's like, woo, another whole revelation of information that has been brought forth, right? And then, you know, for those that are, that don't have companions, you know, you are experiencing, you know, increased levels of loneliness, and domestic violence has increased. So with all that's happening in the world, consciousness is absorbing all of it. Do you take the time to reflect and think about what you think about? Are you making the time, well, you don't even have to make the time, you have the time to think about what you're thinking about. And when you think about it, what are some of the awarenesses that you now have and some of the decisions and the choices that you're now making to have a different experience, create a new environment for yourself? All right, what are some of the choices, the clear choices that you're making? Because one thing's for sure, if you don't make a choice, somebody will make a choice for you. So what choices are you now making in light of all this that's happening? What choices and what things are you changing permanently? So we want to hear from you. We're going to take a sponsor break. And we are going to come back. So I want you to raise your hand if you want to have this discussion with me. This is not a monologue today. This is a sharing. We want to hear from you. And we want to be able to support you in being able to increase and improve your blood quality with being able to rethink how you think about yourself and see yourself as the living God you are created to be. So we're going to take a sponsor break. Hit star one. Raise your hand, and we'll definitely love to engage in this conversation with you. All right, so we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
All right, hit R1 to raise your hand if you want to have this conversation with me until we, you know, my engineer lets us know we have someone that wants to talk with me. We'll keep sharing information for you to build upon, all right? So as we are observing all the changes that are taking place, you know, all the chaos, again, as I stated before, that there is, I know that, and again, this is a fact for me, so I'm speaking from my personal awareness and acceptance of the part that I'm playing in this creation, all right? So when we look at, and when I look at my environment, you know, my home, where I live, the people, when I look at my environment, does it truly reflect me as the living God? Does it reflect how I see myself? And I must say that I have not always seen myself as a living God. So for some of you, I can hear, because soon as before I said that, it was like, you know, some of them like, this is blasphemous. What are you talking about, a living God? No, I don't know. That's not what I do. I don't want to be blasphemous. No. So, you know, we respect and honor where you are with what you have, all right? And that is an awareness that you want to, should you choose, because you have free will, is to develop and go within. Because I, too, have and was raised up in the Baptist church and read the Bible and study scriptures and understand and know that Jesus said, greater works that I do, you would do. Now, where are your greater works at? Where are your greater works? Yes, where are your greater works? So this is that consciousness that we are talking about, that we're wanting you to reflect on, because as I said before we went to the break, that with everything that is happening, and some are waiting for the quarantine to be lifted so they can go back to what, quote-unquote, has been said as normalcy. But what is that now? With what we're experiencing, really, you're not. It's not going to go back. We would never go back to that. It's not going to ever be the same again. So now, how and what are you doing for yourself, first and foremost, to create a new life for yourself, to be able to align with your reason for being, your purpose, what you love doing, how you love expressing yourself. You know, as we were saying earlier, that many couples are having new experiences and new awarenesses with each other. You know, some are going closer. Domestic violence has increased, right? And with that being the case, many environments are changing with this domestic violence. Many environments are changing. And so how are you changing? What are you changing about yourself that Mr. Floyd's life has supported you in being able to now be even more aware of, when you're fed up with what you're seeing happening outside? Where and lovingly are you fed up with the way that you honor yourself, the lack of self-care that you provide or give to yourself? And are you going to change that? Are you now going to give yourself more attention? Now, are you going to think differently about yourself? Because if you don't, then how will you, what future are you manifesting for yourself? What future are you manifesting for yourself? And you can be anonymous. You know, again, this is a conversation that we want to be able to have, a frank and open conversation that we want to be able to have, because we are committed here at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living and the Universal Principle Hour in supporting and being able to align with the natural laws that govern everything, all right, that are here to support you in having and being exactly what you choose. If you haven't known and you've just been running the program of what your mother said you should do or what your family said you should do, go to school, get your degree, and get you a job, that's fine. There's no judgment here. Now that you know that all of that is being torn down, then this is the opportunity now for you to come forth and for us to come forth and reconnect to the essence of who we are. What does that look like for you? How do you think about that? Do you even feel or know that it's possible for you to do? You know, they have been showing a lot of, been doing a lot of specials on Tulsa, Oklahoma, you know, and the riots and the bombings that happened. And did you know that the Gap Band, the Gap Band, you dropped the bomb on me. Did you know that that's what that song was about? And did you know that the Gap Band is a code word for the name Gap is for Greenwood, Archer, and Pine? Did you know that? Well, if you didn't, definitely polarize that. Go do your due diligence and Google it. But that is, and watch the video that the Gap Band made about the bombs that were dropped on Tulsa, Oklahoma. So why is this important? You know, we have to ask when, you know, when this whole thing with all the killings that have been happening, and specifically with the way that Mr. Floyd's life was taken, with the bigger plan, the plan and the pandemic of coronavirus, all that happening right on the heels, you know, and in the midst of the coronavirus, we have to ask now, was that a part of creating a race war? What is that all about? And we didn't, you know, the masses of the people came together and did not fall for the tricks. And we were able to see the provocateurs, you know, that were also involved. So, again, our consciousness is absorbing all of this. And relative to Tulsa, is your consciousness absorbing the power and the majesty and the collectiveness and the abundance of the melanin-dominant people that built Tulsa, built the city that the government bombed? When we're looking at Tulsa and what happened when they CNN did a special, I think it was Anderson Cooper, did a special on Tulsa, you know, talking about the riots. But did you see the wealth, the abundance Tulsa represented? So now, with what you are choosing to create for yourself moving forward, are you considering and looking at what, taking the wisdom from your past and now being able to own and create a new future for yourself in this uncertainty of the money system and the jobs and what the world is going to look like? What is your world going to look like? What is your government going to look like? That starts first within your brain. And this is what we are being provided as we have class with Dr. Jewel Pookrum every Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. You know, we're being able to see and create a new future for ourselves in this present moment, and being able to take responsibility for how we see ourselves and honor the melanin, because all life comes from the melanin. So, yes, Black Lives Matter, because all lives are black. When Dr. Jewel said that the other day, it was like, duh. And the Smithsonian is telling us this. So Caucasian people, white people, they are telling you that we came from you. But why don't we accept who we are and accept that we're their mother and father and that our children are running rampant? And what is the responsibility of the parents? Because what the parents won't do, the children must do. Responsibility of us as the parents. All life comes from us, and the mother specifically. This is no blame, shame, or feel bad. No, this is for us to go within and really reflect personally and collectively. Now what are we going to do? How are we going to come together as melanin-dominant people? How are we going to come together? So y'all don't want to talk about this? We don't have nobody want to have this discussion with me? Really? What type of life are you now creating for yourself? What changes are you making? And what and from what motivation and purpose and intention are you observing what's happening? What is the conversation that you're having with yourself in your brain? What is that conversation? And what changes are you going to make in your environment, your physical environment, starting with how you see yourself and honor yourself and recognize who you are. And then in your physical environment, does your physical environment reflect, does it truly reflect who you see yourself to be right now? Not who you thought yourself to be in the past, but who you are in this moment in time. So I didn't share with us the frequencies that are supporting us this plasma. So I'm going to do that as you take some water and muster up, you know, the courage to be able to have this conversation, because, again, the more freely that we can speak about it, you will begin to receive the answers. That's a universal law. When you ask the questions and you are thinking about how and what you're choosing to create for yourself, and those areas where you may require some answers, or you know, and you're observing yourself and wondering, the answers come. The answers come. So the frequencies that are supporting us, this plasma, we are definitely in our throat chakra and heart chakra that's supporting us today, plasma. And so we are pulsing in order to know, realizing healing. I feel the store of accomplishment with the solar tone of intention. I am guided by the power of abundance. Guided by the power of abundance. And so as we prepare to hear from our sponsors, we are going to be right back, and let's have a conversation. So who out there wants to talk with me? And I want to hear from you as to, you know, some of your thoughts about what's happening in the world, and how are you processing it? What are you saying to your children, your male sons? You know, your nephews, your dads, your uncles, the conversation. And what changes collectively as a family are we in a community, are we now choosing to experience and make for ourselves? All right. So we're going to hear from our sponsor, and we will be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
All right, so hit star one to let us know you would like to have this conversation with me and share your thoughts on what's happening. Okay. Engineer.
Okay. So we have a couple callers coming in. Caller 215-873. Please state your name and where you're from. Thank you.
And my name is Renee, and I'm from Philadelphia.
Hey, Miss Renee, how are you?
I am well.
So what say you? How is your environment changing? What are your thoughts, first of all, you know, with everything that's happening, and what choices now are you making in your life to create a different experience for yourself?
Yes. Well, a lot of what I call chaos has happened, given with COVID and the lockdown and the protests. And so from even watching it on what's being said on the television and experiencing it in my environment, from can't get groceries or medication because of the protests and those places have been closed down, and to just having to, even now that it's getting hot, and having to walk up the street and before you can go into stores trying to breathe with these masks on. And so it's just letting me know that to that we're entering into a new reality. And it's also letting me know that what I see around me does not have to be my experience. So changing my mindset in how things look, and just know that this is an elevation process to go within and to improve upon ourselves. And so that's what I told lockdown, to go within and improve upon ourselves and become my best self. So that's my share.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Who else would like to have a conversation with us? Thank you for sharing.
Okay. That was great. We have caller 202-390. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
This is Kimberly calling from D.C.
Hey, Ms. Kimberly. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for the program.
Thank you for dialing in. So what are some of your thoughts, and how are you changing your environment and how you think, see yourself and value yourself? And as a mother, you know, a mother of civilization, what do you see about this? What's happening?
It seems to be a moment where, you know, they have this thing called batters up. It's like the time is right now. And for all of the things that we may have anticipated, this particular moment, along with everything that they rolled into this COVID, the killing of Mr. Floyd, it shocked me in the sense of, okay, right now, is my household in order? Do I even know where my vital records are in the house? We have a family plan. And even though we're in 2020, I began to think about my grandparents that live in the 30s, 20s, 30s, 40s, and that we always had a understanding that we had to be self-sufficient. And it's not about hoarding, but it's about this statement in the African-American community. The sense of home, when you say get back to the house, it wasn't that we had gold and silver. It was that we had a system of covering each other and being self-sustaining within a system that was not for us. And so psychologically, you knew that if you got back to the house, you could figure out the next step. So mother is now an ancestor, grandmother's our ancestors, is my house in order? Can my children or loved ones get back to the house? And do we have strategies about maneuvering in a environment that's changing, and how do we turn that environment into something that is progressive? Because I cannot breathe fear into myself. I cannot accept that as an option for my children. And so I will not talk, you know, too much more because I didn't want to take up the time, but thank you for giving the platform for the voice that I'm certain is ringing in the hearts of mothers and fathers everywhere.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for bringing up some of those points, and definitely want to expound on and help, you know, the listening audience able to know this for sure.
that what you think about, you create. This experience that we are now going through, all right, as you stated, Ms. Kim, definitely is not for us to go into fear mode, fear mongering. No, 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 no. Because what we help you to understand here with the universe principle and the Jewel University is that every thought produces a blood quality. Thoughts are chemistry. Thoughts are protein. So when we are in the low vibration frequencies of fear, doubt, shame, guilt, right, when we're in those frequencies, we're producing, we're creating toxins in our blood quality that's now going through all the organs, and it's picking up that information. It's picking up the frequency of fear. And so guess what happens, right? Your immune system and its ability to fight, it weakens us. Evidence appearing real. So am I saying we should act like we're not afraid? No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that when you realize that you're getting new information now from outside sources and programs, now you acknowledge the fear, you recognize it, acknowledge it, and be thankful because there's some information in that fear that you can now use to transform your circumstance, where you can rise above that emotion into the thinking of God. Now, what are you going to do about the circumstances and the change that you have to make? All right? So it's no need to go back to the past. And thank you, Ms. Kim, for acknowledging, you know, grandmother and mother and the wisdom. Take that wisdom as you're doing. You're doing it. Take that wisdom. And now with all the information that you do have and experience that you have, like you said, what is your house in order? And get your house in order from a place of power and information, not fear or survival, because it's our time to thrive. It is our time to thrive. And it's all your time to thrive should you choose to accept it. Now, how are you going to thrive, and what does that look like? All right. So we're getting ready for another commercial break. We'll take that, and then we will hear from the remainder of our callers. And we'll be right back. Yeah, let's do that.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
All right. So, well, and as we were saying before, that this is, you know, our time to thrive. And so with everything that is happening, we've been provided the opportunity to slow down, slow way down, all right, slow way down. The beauty of this quarantine definitely is empowering us to fortify our bunker, fortify our bunker and our world, all right, our inner world, which is our individual expression of who we are and how we're choosing to live our life. So know that it's your time to thrive. No need to live in fear. And as you allow the universal laws and principles to support you, again, all of the low vibration frequencies and thoughts, they have information for us. So when you are feeling sad or experiencing grief and doubt, ask the question, what information do you have for me that I need to know? Because in that sadness that you're experiencing, when you ask that question from a place and as an observer,
and you are open to receiving the answer, then you won't be sad for long. It's going to automatically transform you. Okay, engineer, so let us go to the next person. Who else would like to share with us, how are you changing your environment, the inner environment first, of how you see yourself with this quarantine time? How has your perception of yourself and the way you think about yourself changed? And now how is that going to reflect in your physical environment? Okay, who do we have next?
Okay, so we have caller 410-350. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good evening. Hi, my name is Yvette, and I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland.
Hey, Miss Yvette, how you doing?
Hi, good. I'm doing well. Pleasure to speak with you.
Same here.
As you can see, yes, I've been listening to the podcast. I've been following you for a while. So as far as me with the quarantine, I feel like it actually has helped me. Help me slow down, help me, I love listening to your podcast while I'm going walking. I've been exercising, I've been eating better, so it's actually helped me a lot.
Yay.
Yes, it has. I've been studying more. I actually graduated from nutrition and dietetics, so I have to take the exam. So, like, I'm actually just, you know, just studying more about the body. Like I said, just doing your podcast and researching and things like that, which it can be a little tricky because, you know, you think of holistic health opposed to what they kind of teach you in school. It can kind of clash sometimes. However, I know I need to, you know it to get through. But I just want to say it's actually been a good thing. It's been exciting for me to be able to have this time and do the inner work on myself. And as far as the whole quarantine and racism and everything, I feel like that it's been going on all along. It's just that now we're kind of seeing it more. We're seeing it through social media. We're seeing it on TV, kind of having it rubbed in our face from the media. So I think from, like, people that maybe study different things throughout the years, we kind of wouldn't be that surprised what's going on right now. So just have to again, it's strengthen my spiritual side, and just, it's been really good for me.
Okay. So how are you choosing to now see yourself in all of this? So where are you looking for the change to come, you know, with the racism? Do you even think that it's going to change?
I'm hoping that it will. I see myself as being more aware, a little stronger now, just kind of watching how I handle, especially, you know, my people, just kind of trying to, like, speak more and be a little bit more friendlier or patient. Like, if I'm in the store, sometimes you might have bad service. Just trying to be patient and understand where they may be coming from or what they may be thinking. So, the changes, again, it's hard to really say. Every time, sometimes it seems like we think we're seeing some changes. It's just like back to the same thing again. But I'm just trying not to, like, let it get me down.
Okay. So begin to do this. Yeah, yes. And so begin to do this. And we want to support you all in being able to, you know, we have a few words here in the Universal Principle support group that we have on Sundays, and then the classes, and even here on the radio show, we have a few words that we transform that we no longer use because of the qualities that they exude, right? And the programming that they're attached to. So positive is one of those. Positive and negative is one of those. So those are natural phenomena of energy, all right? And we have changed what they mean to be good or bad, right or wrong. No. So choose now, and you have free will, choose now to think about magnetic, that which you attract, and electric, that which separates. Okay.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. So can you see that? Because when you when you're looking at what you are choosing to focus on, and I want to touch base and help everybody give up hope. When I say give up hope, meaning that, you know, you don't have to hope, you create.
Okay, got you.
You create.
Got you.
So when you
right.
focus on, you know what you want to experience, right? And you know what you want to see, and it's for the highest benefit of all involved. Ain't no need to hope. No, no, no.
Right.
You can transform that hope into creating and begin to see exactly what you want to experience. And when we begin to all do that, the collective consciousness will begin to shift the energy.
Okay. Got you.
All
Thank
right.
you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes,
Thank
I,
you.
I understand.
Yes.
I understand.
Yep.
Okay.
And that way you and that way we are no longer giving away our power and looking outside of ourselves for the answer, because everything we require is within us. It's within 8 feet
mm-hmm.
around us.
Right.
It's within 8 feet around us. All
mm-hmm.
right? So
okay.
you're a powerful soul, so take that information and continue to build on it and give 100% attention to what you want to experience, not even what you want. Let me change that. What you choose to experience and give zero attention to what you don't.
Okay.
So if you don't want to experience it, don't even think about it.
Exactly. Okay.
Don't even think about it. Don't give it your life force.
Okay. So if the thoughts come, I guess you just got to think about something
Well, when
else,
the thoughts come, you honor the thoughts. You acknowledge it because, again, you want to be able to act because we know, too, that we have a lot of programs that and beliefs that we have just been reared up in, you know, no judgment on parents. They did the best they could with the information that they had at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
when they come, when the thoughts come up, you simply want to be an observer and ask the question, well, what information does that have for me to be aware of? What should I be aware of? Don't attach it to anything. Just ask
okay.
a question about, okay, well, what's the lesson in that? What do I need to know? And just ask the question and then be open to receiving the answer. And when you get the answer, be grateful for the thought even showing up.
Okay.
Because it's all information. It's information.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So when it comes
Thank
up,
you.
You know, and yes, you're welcome. And begin to ask yourself when those thoughts come up, tension, your motivation, what's happening around you. Because, again, because we are in entanglement with other states of consciousness and other thought processes from others, it could be a thought from somebody else.
Right.
Okay? So, yeah, that's why you want to
yeah.
ask and
okay.
be the observer.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right.
Thank you so much. So continue to listen. We appreciate you.
I will. Appreciate you as well.
Thank you. So we invite all of you all to join us here on Fridays with Dr. Jill Pookham in the Brain Balancing Program, because in the end, as I stated earlier, when you don't know what you don't know, you don't even know you need to know. So that's even more reason why you want to get your brain balanced. That is even more the why, more the reason why you want to get your brain balanced, because if you know you're using less than 10% and you have access to 100, why are you just going to settle for 10%? See, that's something to observe right there and be able to polarize and ask yourself the question, why am I withholding love from myself? If I can access 100% functionality and I know I'm only using 5 or 10%, what am I afraid of to change? Why am I afraid to change? So we have group rates where you can enroll in the Brain Balancing Program, all right? It's our quarantine special so that you can go go within, and it's an answer to, you know, many questions and many prayers that many of you have had, that if you could just, if you had just some time to do this, you would, I would do it. Now, let's do it. Let's do it. So go to juis.education and request for the DJBP enrollment pack so you can learn all about the balancing program so you will be able to see why. Oh, yeah, I need to balance and mature my emotional body because, you know, the rioting and the anger that we're experiencing with what we're seeing, it is definitely a reflection of our underdeveloped nervous system and our emotional body. It is, especially when you're not willing to accept individually responsibility for the choices that you make and you want to blame other people. Yeah, that's definitely an undeveloped emotional body. So we have some exciting, and I did want to try to get another question, but we're not going to be able to, because we have some exciting opportunities able to see how we can manifest a new life for ourselves. All right? So as we were saying earlier, that our consciousness is observing everything, whether you're aware of it or not, your consciousness is observing it. And so some of you, I may say that, well, how do I know what my consciousness is observing? Well, when you enroll at the Jewel University of Motor Sciences for Motor Living, we give you the basic understanding of how to understand the quantum physics of who you are. Real simple. Dr. Jewel, as you know, she lays it out in layman's terms with helping you to be able to understand it and apply it to your life. So we are going to be going to Europe to be able to see the second circuit of the brain. We have seen the first circuit because that's survival. That's what this killing is. That's all that. All about me, 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 me. Well, let's see what the second circuit could do. So we're going to be going to Europe in October after this quarantine. So learn more information at www.juis.education. Join our email list so you can get all the information. I thank you so much for listening, and I love you.
Thank you for sharing this hour with us. You've been listening to the Universal Principle Support Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel and Miss Felicia here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your emails to Universal Principle Support Group, UPSG@JUIS.education. We love you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.